Meditation practice is an opportunity rare in this world. This world that never stops. It's like getting off the bus. We've reached our stop. We get off and we go on foot. In this practice, we get off the world and we sit. We can also do lying down meditation or walking meditation. Really, it's a practice that can accompany us everywhere. But to sit quietly in one place, perhaps is more applied, more focused, and more intense. Because we're not busy, the body is quiet. When the body is quiet, the heart can also become quiet. But when we are watching, we're investigating and looking, we can see that really it's not very quiet in there, is it? Are we thinking? Is the mind jumping from topic to topic? Is there worry? Is there agitation? Is there judgment about how we feel and what we want and what will happen or what won't happen? Are we content? Are we happy? Are we present? Really, to know the mind, getting off the bus, stepping down from our lives to sit and observe the workings of the mind. We need to be present. We need to show up, to pay attention to what is going on within us. Let us really pay attention. Be aware of thinking and let those thoughts go. Leave them on the bus. Don't bring them into this moment. Take each moment one at a time. If it's helpful, you can focus on the breath, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And be aware if the mind wanders away from just watching the breath. If our attention falters and wanders away, bring it back gently, not impatiently. Maybe there's a judgment. Oh, there I go again. We can leave that out. Let us try not to judge, but just to be attentive. When a small baby is learning how to walk, we give it so many chances. We don't judge it because it falls down over and over. We just gently pick it back up and let it strengthen its little legs. So here we are, trying to Be with each breath. Let the breath be like a lifeline to the present moment. And we don't want to miss any of it. We want the whole show. We want to know ourselves deeply. So we watch. Pay close attention. Really, really close. Every nuance. Notice the quality of the breath. Is it a deep breath? A shallow breath? Not because we're judging it, but just as a way of expanding the breadth and the depth, the focus, the quality of our focus on the breath, so it's not a superficial glance. Oh yeah, I'm still breathing. No, we go deeply into the breath. Feel it. Deeply feel it. Know it for exactly how it is. No judgment. No liking or disliking. It's like neutral. You know, when the car is in neutral, it's not going anywhere. It's just sitting there. And that's just what we're doing. We're just sitting. Theravada Buddhists often call themselves sitters. Do you sit? Do you sit? Are you a sitter? It's a practice, a way of understanding what we like to do to apply the Dhamma in our lives, is to sit, sit quietly, alone, and try to see and understand our experience more deeply, more intimately, so that we can try to understand, what are we? Who are we? What is this life, this body-mind experience? What is it? We're investigating, we're studying the human condition, and we are the only sample. We can't learn about what we are by studying other people. So we are the only and the main subject of this investigation. That's so great. We can really, really tune in and find out deep things. But it's at a cost, and it costs absolutely everything we have, everything, our whole attention. It's not an ordinary attention. It's a heart presence. We bring our heart to this practice. We basically throw ourselves into it. We deeply care. We deeply want to know. So the breath is not the same every time. Really? It feels the same. No. We go close with the magnifying glass of the mind. We look more and more closely, more open to seeing what is there. In breath, out breath. In breath, out-breath. Well, it feels just repetitious. Yes, this is how the mind becomes quiet. Just like when you chant a lullaby to help a baby go to sleep, you might repeat the words over and over again. Oh, my little darling, tenderly sleep, over and over again. Here, we're doing the opposite. It's, oh, my blessed being, tenderly wake up. Because this journey of knowing the breath is a doorway to awakening, to waking up. Waking up to what? We will find out. We can consider ourselves inspectors. We're inspecting the truth of this moment with the eye of the mind, waking up to the conditions of that mind. We're not looking at the world. Quite the opposite. Instead of studying the objects of the world, we're investigating and trying to understand our own experience. The experience of the body as it breathes, and the experience of the mind as it knows each breath. So, knowing the breath, long or short, breathing in long, breathing out short, or however it feels. Stay present. Be with this experience again and again and again, and listen. Listen to what the experience echoes or reveals to us. Beyond what we see, because our eyes are closed, we're not seeing, but we see. How is that? We're observing as witness to the present moment, the arising, the falling away, breath by breath. Let it speak to you. Allow the voice of your inner heart to be heard. Not judging, not good or bad, but the raw sound, the raw sensation of this breath and the next and the next. If your mind is still busy from a week or a year or a lifetime of rushing, of doing, of struggles or success, whatever our life has been filled with, We're seekers of truth. This is an opportunity for us to discover fundamental truths about what we are, what we can open the heart to. Let the past go. Dedicate your attention to this moment. Do not be a host for memories or plans for the future. Just let time go and enter the timeless. If there's restlessness or fear, feel your body sitting in the chair. Touch base with the earth element. Use that as a grounding to come back to the present moment. There's nothing at all to fear. Mostly what we fear is fear itself. Fear is not a pleasant feeling. It's a disturbing feeling. It kidnaps our attention. Try to let fear alone. If we focus on fear, we just become more fearful. If we let it go, the space in the heart is open for attention, interest, devotion to being here, to knowing this present moment, the breath arising and falling away, again and again. If thoughts besiege the mind, patiently, gently, turn away from those thoughts. If we consciously turn away, then they have nothing to hold them up. They arise because of the habits of the mind. It's like a thinking machine. It just knows how to think very well. Then we teach it, we train it to quieten, to rest. We rest in this moment. And we turn the mind to the silence, to the space, vast space within the heart, breathing in and out in that vast space. There are no thoughts there. There's just presence, awe, so wondrous. We are drawn into it, listening to that silent sound. There's no self. It's soundless, but we can listen to it. And as we listen to the silence, the mind becomes very quiet. Beautiful spacious awareness of this moment. We stay with that. See how the world falls away in that pure presence. See how thoughts disintegrate at the feet of this spacious awareness. See how we bow in joy to this pure conscious knowing, this present moment is the universe, everything. Everything is here and now. There is nothing else. There is no breath. We're still breathing. But awareness is so astute. Stay with the breath, but in the presence of that vast, silent knowing. The body knows how to breathe. And on the pinnacle of each breath, the mind rests in conscious awareness. It has no wish to create anything. Time is timeless. No past, no future. There is just this one moment of knowing, as if everything else stands still. And we watch. This is true. We have not created this. It is always with us, but we have come to it so quietly, so tenderly, opened to this possibility here and now. The miracle of awareness, of being willing to surrender and pay homage to this moment, not trying to control, to get, to have, even to let go. We just open. Abiding in this present moment, we could stay forever. We just stay. Stay with it. Witness it. Know this as our true nature. No form. Timeless, vast, empty, nameless. What can we call it? The totality of human experience. within us. What we have seen has arisen without arising. It's always there. We have seen it or known it without eyes, without thought, without language. How can we speak of this? This is refuge, supreme, insurpassable, having known such refuge. There is nothing of this world that can surpass it. So we humbly turn ourselves back to the breath, to the body, to our station in life, with greater trust, with a pure, deep intention to direct ourselves to this path for the purification of the heart, for the liberation that we all cherish, to truly awaken beyond the suffering world, to know this reality without any gaps, that we can live in peace and freedom, that we can live in kindness and compassion for all beings, including ourselves. So let us return to present moment, sitting, eyes awake and open. Fold our palms together in peace.